from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc. Magazine, and the Hispanic Radio Conference. Welcome to another great Hispanic Radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and I'm back in Miami after my sojourn to Los Angeles in the Culture and Marketing Council Conference and a little side trip to Maui and Honolulu, where I got to see a lot of culture and a lot of the U.S. Hispanic market outside of Florida. That's what we're here to talk about today. We're talking about radio, and this Hispanic Radio podcast features my guest, Jose Villafañe. Mr. Villafañe is the head of sales and part of the advisory board for the company MLC Services. It specializes in content for Latinos across all platforms. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Villafañe.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We are talking about syndication because that is very much a part of the fabric of Spanish language radio in the United States. Syndicated radio personalities are heard on stations big and small, market sizes of all numbers and shapes. And there are certainly differences when we talk about syndication between what Latinos from region to region may want to hear. Therefore, I'm going to ask you the first question, Jose. Is there something a station could consider when evaluating syndicated talent that is perhaps the number one thing top of mind for them? Is it something that has to do with the sales aspect? Is it something that has to do with the content? What advice would you give for the newbie at this, if you will?
Basically, what I would say is content is really what drives revenue. So in terms of what a station should be expecting or looking for, is good content that is relevant to their market and that people could are feeding off of it and can't get enough of it. When you look at their own market content, you look at Ryan Seacrest, you look at Howard Stern, Steve Harvey, I think that they can relate to English-speaking audiences across the country. The same thing with personalities like we used to have in the past, like Piolín, and now with Erasmo Chocolata and Alex Lucas. Even though some markets makeup might be regional Mexican or more Caribbean, I think the topic of conversation could be related across the country. It's a form of entertainment, a form of education. I think it's all about content and how can you relate on a national basis and touch those people locally.
Now, the reason why we're going to you to ask these questions is because on July the 1st, MLC Media Services is assuming the responsibilities for all on-air network sales and radio station affiliation of a nationally syndicated Spanish language radio program, El Show de Chiqui Baby, in the United States. And for those who are wondering, well, what the heck is that? The program is hosted by Stephanie Chiqui Baby Jimonides, and it's currently airing on 32 radio stations, if you will. Now, she's also on Telemundo as a host of Acceso Total. She's heading to Russia this week for the FIFA World Cup, which is very exciting. So tell us a little bit about the formation of that relationship and how radio stations can get involved through you and this radio show.
Well, the reason that I've been doing network radio for the past, 10 years, I started back in Radio Única when it was formed. Then I went to Intravision and created the network there for Intravision Communications. The one thing that I've seen in network Spanish language network radio is that there's a lack of female syndicated properties. We launched one a couple years ago with Janet Rivera. God rest her soul. She's no longer with us. It was a total success. You saw people from advertisers coming from retail and from automotive. And there's not a lot of that in the Spanish language arena. So we thought that Stephanie would be a great asset to radio. She's been doing the show for 2 years. She's successful already. She worked on Univision Radio, on CBS, on SBS. And she has the experience. Plus, she's cross-platform, which everybody's looking for right now. She's able to do TV, radio, and online. And she has over 1 million people following her on social media. She's relatable to our audience, whether you are, Hispanic, Mexican, or a Caribbean, Puerto Rican, Cuban. She could relate to everybody, and she could, talk about entertainment, sports, and all these great things that we all could that unite us as Latinos. That keep us united. And I think that's the appeal of having her here between the audience and also the advertisers that are yearning for this kind of programming from a female perspective.
Let's talk about the advertiser perspective for a moment. What can they gain from partnering with a syndicated show in particular? Is this an easy way to target listeners in multiple markets, or is there something deeper and more connective in terms of bringing the brand to this particular personality?
I think the best thing that you could have is integrated content that could live in her show, but also in multifacets and TV, radio, online. I think that when you do a 30-second spot, which that's traditional for network radio, you know it's great. You have it and you are branding your brand. But when you have original content that you could do native with the show and with the host who is an influencer with their audience, I think that's more powerful. So having Chicky Baby talk to their audience about a specific brand and how she uses her experience, it's a more impactful message for an advertiser to the audience. I go back to the Ryan Seacrest's and Steve Harvey's and Howard Stern of the world. They made brands come to life. They made brands increase sales. The same thing with our programming, but targeted to Spanish language audiences.
So you mentioned Ryan Seacrest and Steve Harvey, Howard Stern. These are hosts that have really kind of made a niche for themselves through more of the talk content rather than music programming. So what does that mean in the U.S. Hispanic market? Is it kind of the same dynamic as spoken word programming as popular or perhaps more popular with advertisers as music programming? Just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
I always think that's a mix of talk and music. But when you have a true artist that is, let's say, a Howard Stern, a king of communication, that could relate a story and make people listen and influencing their thoughts and their point of view, you can't beat that. You know, that's the one thing that terrestrial radio always will have against pure plays. The Spotify's of the world and Pandora's of the world, which I had nothing against. They are very powerful mediums. What they lack is that DJ interaction daily basis when you're driving or at home or at work that is talking to you live and making you feel something, making you engage and making you act on their powerful words, you know. So I think that I think that music and radio have a good mix. I mean, music and talk have a good mix, but I think talk is a lot more powerful than anything that you can have on there.
And that's a really good place for us to conclude, because you had mentioned in the past you were working with Radio Unica. For those that have been in the Hispanic radio world as long as I have, we know that Spanish language talk content on a national level is a challenge. It's a struggle. But it looks like you've really hit a strong chord here with something personality oriented, something that really kind of speaks to the entretenimiento farándula, really kind of, you know, the chismes, gossip, entertainment, Hollywood, bringing that to audiences across the United States. So I hope you're seeing some good growth already with this new offering.
Yes, we have. We're getting the attention of the agencies and the advertisers because, again, there's a lack of female personalities out there, and we're bringing something that there's a need, there's a void in the market. But we're bringing a fresh perspective. It elevates the conversation, and it makes the advertiser feel comfortable, somebody that they can see on TV, because people are drawn to the TV advertising and leave radio from behind when radio is such a powerful medium that reaches more people and has a bigger impact on our return and on ROI that is immediately, because it's live. And that's what I think that we're bringing to the agencies and the advertisers out there and to the local audiences. But I think that we have something unique. I think that whoever partners with us right now, we have a list of people who are knocking at our door, whoever partners with us and be the first ones are really going to take advantage of this personality.
Well, if I'm driving on the 605 freeway or I'm stuck in traffic on the Palmetto, I hope that this is a big success for you and that we get to hear this programming across the United States. So with that, Jose, I just want to thank you again for being my guest on this Hispanic radio podcast. This is copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. And as a reminder, we are very much asking you to set a date for the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference. And I hope, Jose, you will join us March 12th and 13th, 2019 at the Intercontinental in Doral.
I'm there every year. Thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate you inviting me on your show, and I love your publication. I read it every day. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. And you can always visit HispanicRadioConference.com to learn more about that event and listen to all of our other podcasts. Also, housed at RBR.com, the housing of the Radio and Television Business Report online. You can also find these podcasts at RadioInc.com and our partners at HispanicAd.com. Have a great day. This is Adam R. Jacobson in Hollywood, Florida.